Alcoholic. This is an open meeting of the Atlantic Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all welcome to attend. It is our belief that our meeting structure is necessary to maintain the integrity of the group so that it may better carry the message of AA, and since the most important aspect of AA recovery is one alcoholic relating to another, only alcoholics participate. If your primary problem is other than alcoholism, we think it would also be helpful for you to contact an anonymous organization which more specifically deals with your addiction. Our literature persons have a list of such groups with their phone numbers. In any case, we hope that you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and understanding. Tiffany will read the preamble.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Please join me in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Sally will read the steps.
Hi, I'm Sally, and I'm an alcoholic. The steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
And Felicia will read the traditions in the long form.
I'm Felicia. I'm an alcoholic. The 12 traditions, the long form. Our AA experience has taught us that, one, each member of Alcoholics Anonymous is but a small part of a great whole. AA must continue to live, or most of us will surely die. Hence, our common welfare comes first, but individual welfare follows close afterward. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Three, our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Hence, we may refuse no one who wished to recover, nor ought AA membership ever depend upon money or conformity. Any two or three alcoholics gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided that, as a group, they have no other affiliation. Four, with respect to its own affairs, each AA group should be responsible to no other authority than its own conscience. But when its plans concern the welfare of neighboring groups also, those groups ought to be consulted. And no group, regional committee, or individual should ever take any action that might greatly affect AA as a whole without conferring with the trustees of the General Service Board. On such issues, our common welfare is paramount. 5, each Alcoholics Anonymous group ought to be a spiritual entity, having but one primary purpose, that of carrying the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6, problems of money, property, and authority may easily divert us from our primary spiritual aim. We think, therefore, that any considerable property of genuine use, to AA should be separately incorporated and managed, thus dividing the material from the spiritual. An AA group as such should never go into business. Secondary aids to AA, such as clubs or hospitals, which require much property or administration, ought to be incorporated and so set apart. If necessary, they can be freely discarded by the groups. Hence, such facilities ought not to use the AA name. Their management should be the sole responsibility of those people who financially support them. For clubs, AA managers are usually preferred, but hospitals, as well as other places of recuperation, ought to be well outside AA and medically supervised. While an AA group may cooperate with anyone, such cooperation ought never go so far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied. An AA group can bind itself to no one. 7, an AA groups themselves ought to be fully supported by the voluntary contributions of their own members. We think that each group should soon achieve this ideal, that any public solicitation of funds using the name of Alcoholics Anonymous is highly dangerous, whether by groups, clubs, hospitals, or other outside agencies, that any acceptance of large gifts from any source or of contributions carrying any obligation whatever is unwise. Then, too, we view with much concern those AA treasuries which continue beyond prudent reserves to accumulate funds for no stated AA purpose. Experience has often warned us that nothing can so surely destroy our spiritual heritage as futile disputes over property, money, and authority. 8, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. We define professionalism as the occupation of counseling alcoholics for fees or hire. But we may employ alcoholics where they are going to perform those services for which we might otherwise have to engage non-alcoholics. Such special services may be well recompensed, but our usual AA 12-step work is never to be paid for. 9, each AA group needs the least possible organization. Rotating leadership is the best. The small group may elect its secretary, the large group its rotating committee, and the groups of a large metropolitan area their central or intergroup committee, which often employs a full-time secretary. The trustees of the General Service Board are, in effect, our AA General Service Committee. They are the custodians of our AA traditions and the receivers of voluntary AA contributions by which we maintain our AA General Service office in New York. They are authorized by the groups to handle our overall public relations, and they guarantee the integrity of our principal newspaper, the AA Grapevine. All such representatives are to be guided in the spirit of service, for true leaders in AA are but trusted and experienced servants of the whole. They derive no real authority from their titles. They do not govern. Universal respect is the key to their usefulness. 10. No AA group or member should ever, in such way as to implicate AA, express any opinion on outside controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol reform, or sectarian religion. The Alcoholics Anonymous groups oppose no one. Concerning such matters, they can express no views whatsoever. 11. Our relations with the general public should be characterized by personal anonymity. We think AA ought to avoid sensational advertising. Our names and pictures as AA members ought not be broadcast, filmed, or publicly printed. Our public relations should be guided by the principle of attraction rather than promotion. There is never need to praise ourselves. We feel it better to let our friends recommend us. 12, and finally, we of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that the principle of anonymity has an immense spiritual significance. It reminds us that we are to place principles before personalities, that we are actually to practice a genuine humility. This to the end that our great blessings may never spoil us, and that we shall forever live in thankful contemplation of him who presides over us all.
My name is Bob, and I'm an alcoholic. Wow. Tonight is installation night. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a meeting about service. We're going to start the introduction of chair people from the Atlantic Group's five other meetings. To start, we have the Sunday night chair people.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm an alcoholic, and I co-chair with...
Hi, I'm Jerome. I'm an alcoholic.
Thank you. The downtown Sunday meeting of AG meets Sundays at 7 p.m. at the VA Hospital on 23rd Street east of 1st Avenue. The format is an open discussion meeting, 25 minutes of a call-up on a topic, followed by a 10-minute fellowship break and a main speaker.
And if anyone would like to do service at that meeting, I'll be at the piano after the meeting and you can come see me. Thank you.
The Monday night chair person.
Hi. My name is Kathy. I'm an alcoholic. And I chair with Rolando, who I don't know if he's here tonight. The Monday night 11-step meeting is at the Karen Foundation. It's held from 7:15 to 8:15. The Karen Foundation is located at 244 East 58th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. The format of the meeting is a 15-minute speaker who talks about his or her experience with prayer and meditation, followed by a 10-minute silent meditation with the lights turned off. It's really wonderful. Followed by a show of hands. So we hope that you'll come. It's a wonderful meeting. Thank you.
And the Wednesday night chairperson.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Carroll. I'm an alcoholic. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much to the steering committee for selecting myself and Pierre to chair the Wednesday night meeting. It's one of the last holdout meetings where you get selected by the steering committee. And I have to say, Pierre is an amazing chairperson. He is very enthusiastic about this meeting. Anyone that's been to the meeting in the last 2 years has seen him there every week. He is just very excited about doing the meeting as well as I am. The Atlantic by the Book Wednesday night meeting, it is at 7 o'clock. It is in the First Reformed Church, which is on, are you ready to write it down, everybody? Ready? 50th between 1st and 2nd Avenue. We did start last week. We go through the big book. We read the pages and point out the promises, the prayers, and the warnings. And we will be there tomorrow night. So if you didn't make it last week, you're more than welcome to come. We do make a six-month commitment. But if you'd like to stop in, we'd really love to see you there. So thank you.
There you go. The Thursday night beginners meeting.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm an alcoholic and I'm co-chair of the Atlantic Group. Thursday night beginners meeting. It's a meeting where newcomers can come to bring their problems. There's an ask it basket that's passed around. And it's all the like questions are answered by members of the group. So it's a really great meeting, and I'm honored to do service.
My name's Ron, and I'm an alcoholic. I like my tie, it's not black. It's gold, so the people in the balcony can see me. The beginners meeting is takes place Thursday night, as Bob mentioned. It's held at 7 p.m. in this church, Christ Church. It's held on the third floor every Thursday night. If you're counting days, it's a great meeting to come to. Thank you.
And the Friday night meeting.
My name is Michael. I'm an alcoholic.
And I am Heather, and I'm an alcoholic.
So we are your co-chairs for the Friday night Atlantic Group West Step and Tradition meeting, which is at the Universalist Church on 76th Street in Central Park West. It starts at 7 p.m. Every Friday we alternate step tradition. It's an amazing meeting. We just started last week, so if you're new and just coming around, come learn about the traditions. They're just as important as the steps, and it's going to be a really great year, so we want to fill it up.
And I think Heather said everything, so take care.
Thank you. We'd like to thank everybody that volunteered to do service at this meeting. Do you know, when I went to the Sunday night meeting and I went to the Friday night meeting and I heard about the Monday night meeting, I thought to myself, well, they all went perfectly well. I know Tuesday's not going to go well, right? And isn't that ridiculous? Because it's, look at you all. I mean, you show up. We'd like to acknowledge the following committees. The cleanup, chaired by Rebecca and Rajesh. Rebecca and Rajesh. And could all the committee members please stand from the cleanup committee? Yay! We'd like to acknowledge the literature chair, Jeff R. And could all the literature people please stand? My personal favorite committee. Would John please stand, the chair of the coffee committee? And would all the coffee people please stand? Yeah! The greeters, chaired by Judy and Nick. Where's Judy and Nick? Very nice. And would all the greeters please stand? I'm going to give them a bucket of Purell for their gift. Right? Right? Right, the non-alcoholic, exactly. There's a lot of committees in this group. One of my other favorites is, could the cake girls and boys please stand? There's people that rush people in and out of the meeting, the beginning and the end. Could the usher rushers please stand? Chaired by Richard. Very nice. What about the smoking cops and the people who keep the sidewalks clear? Yeah. Very good. Very nice. Now, would anyone who does any amount of service at the Atlantic Group for all six meetings please stand? Yeah! Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Yes. Unbelievable.
Hi, my name is Therese, and I'm an alcoholic. And your secretary for this year. Very exciting. Thank you. Our seventh tradition states every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. The baskets will now be passed. Thank you for your ever-increasing contributions. And now for sponsorship, we have Amy and Todd.
Hi, my name's Amy. I'm an alcoholic. And my co-chair is?
Hi, I'm Todd. I'm an alcoholic.
We'd like to extend a warm welcome to newcomers to help you find a sponsor and answer any questions that you might have about sponsorship. If you are under 90 days and would like to introduce yourself, please raise your hand if you'd like and stand at your seat so we can see you. Is there anyone, and we're going to start on the right side in the front. Anyone under 90 days?
Okay, anyone celebrating, rather, counting days up to 90 on the left side? Starting in front. Chris in the back. Anybody on the wings on the left side, counting days, up to 90? Anybody? Anybody in the balcony? Yes. Did we miss anybody? Okay, we have books listing available sponsors. We encourage Atlantic Group members to sign up to be sponsors. If you need a sponsor, we have names and numbers for you. A sponsor is someone who has paved the path for you. We encourage you to take advantage of that. And please attend our beginner meeting on Thursday. Please see our meeting list for time and place of all our meetings. We will be by the piano after the meeting. If you'd like to become a member of the Atlantic Group, please see our membership persons at the piano after the meeting, Nancy, Jimmy, and Charlene. Thank you.
For anniversaries, we have David.
My name's David. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for putting me to use. We celebrate AA birthdays on the last Tuesday of the month. This is an opportunity for Atlantic Group members to express their gratitude for a minute or so. The definition of a member is someone who has signed up with our membership chair and is a regular attendee of the Atlantic Group. The definition of a minute is 60 seconds. We have a custom in the Atlantic Group in which we hope you will participate. We suggest donating a minimum of $1 for each year of your sobriety, and that money will be sent to New York Intergroup each month. Please see us regarding your contribution. Anniversary contributions for 2007 were $2,019. Yeah, that's pretty good. The following members are listed for this month. Please confirm with me at the piano if you wish to celebrate. Let's see. Okay, with 1 year, we have Jeremiah F., Mark B., Lauren D., David W., Arik P., Blake F., Melissa M., Chris D., Alba A., Brittany G., Jason R., Joseph R., Joseph P., Edward M., Lindsay H., George G., Joe H., John B., Patricia B., Jessica A., Milan L., Timothy V., and Ceci C. Hold on. There's more. Thank God there's more. With 2 years, David O., Caitlin S. with 3 years, Molly W. with 3 years, Sandra R. with 3 years, Kathleen T., 4 years, Aaron R., 4 years, Rebecca H., 4 years, Greg H., 4 years, Gregory W., 6 years, Jero L., 8 years, Millie O., 9 years, and Patrick G., 16 years. If you are a member and wish to share it with us, and I did not read your name, please see me after the meeting. Members who wish to celebrate are reminded to wear Atlantic Group attire on anniversary night. Also, see our membership chair if you wish to join the group or update your listing. Excellent cake will be served.
For festivities, we have Jessica and Patrick. My name is Jessica, and I'm an alcoholic, and I co-chair with...
Hi, I'm Patrick, and I'm an alcoholic.
So we're really excited to be your festivities chairs for this year, and thanks. It's going to be awesome. So we were doing some brainstorming with Randy and Rajesh, who did such an amazing job last year, and we came up with our first event, which is going to be some ice skating in February. Great. So we're thinking like the first three Saturdays in February, our date's going to be firmed up really soon. We were thinking dusk, probably outside. So if the weather keeps up as it is, it may be a swim trip, but ultimately we're aiming for ice skating. And if you're interested, sign up with us at the piano tonight after the meeting, and that way that'll help us decide where we're going to go. And Patrick.
Thank you. Each week I ask a question from the first 103 pages of the Big Book. Last week's Big Book Thumper Stumper question was, keep on the firing line of faith with these motives, and God will keep you
unharmed.
Very good. Unharmed. Got some honor students in the front row here. This week's Big Book Thumper Stumper question is, we meet frequently so that newcomers may find, finish the sentence, see us at the piano. The winner, there will be a drawing at the end of the quarter, and the winner will receive a one-year subscription to the Grapevine. Thank you very much.
For outgoing speaker chair, we have Michael.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm an alcoholic. I'm back. I am the program chair for the outgoing speaker commitments. If you're an Atlantic Group member and would like to speak in an outgoing meeting in January, see me after the meeting. We would like to encourage newer members and members who have not spoken recently to volunteer. Please remember our group conscience concerning attire, profanity, and singleness of purpose applies when we represent the Atlantic Group anywhere. Thank you.
And now for a special announcement, we have Katie and Nye.
Hi, my name's Katie and I'm an alcoholic. I'm the chair for Corrections and Treatment Facilities for 2008, and my co-chair is...
Hi, I'm Nye and I'm an alcoholic.
The Atlantic Group brings approximately 36 AA meetings every month into five different treatment facilities. The Postgraduate Center for Mental Health, the Addiction Treatment Center, better known as ACI, the Lenox Hill Hospital, the Kirby Forensic Psychiatric Center, and the Rikers Island Jail. If you are an Atlantic Group member and would like to share your experience, strength, and hope at any of these treatment facilities, please see me or Nye after the meeting, and we will set you up with a speaking commitment. Also, if you are interested in writing letters to incarcerated alcoholics, you can see Kevin, the Corrections Correspondence Chair, right there, waving.
Thank you. And a quick announcement. The Intergroups Corrections and Treatment Facilities Committee, they're doing their first annual conference called A New Freedom, and it's February 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington Irving High School. And if you would like to do service or need more information on it, we have flyers at the Corrections and Treatment table after the meeting.
Thanks for your service.
And now with another special announcement, we have Joan and Marie.
Hi, I'm Marie. I'm an alcoholic. So, we look forward to serving the Atlantic Group and the larger New York AA community, and we'll be reaching out to AG members with a year or more sobriety and asking for their help with this very important service of manning the phones at New York Intergroup one Sunday a month.
My name is Joan Morgan. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, everyone. I'm honored to be of service to my home group, the best home group, I believe, in New York City. Marie and I, yay, let's hear it. Marie and I will be at the piano after the meeting. If you have not done service and answered phones at Intergroup, we welcome you to come join us and have some fun. Okay, bye.
Thanks. And then another special announcement from Heidi.
Hi, everybody. My name's Heidi, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi. There's a fabulous event coming up that you've heard me talk about a couple times. It's called Manhattan Share Day. It's happening Sunday, February 17th at Washington Irving High School from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. Great day of meetings and workshops. So there's also a lot of opportunity for service. I will be at the piano right over here with sign-up sheets. You can also volunteer to speak. There's childcare. There's food. There's hospitality. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please see me after the meeting to show up and do service. Thanks.
And now for anniversary watches, we have Diana.
Hi, everyone. My name's Diana, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for this service commitment. I'm so grateful to be of service. In an effort to promote unity and enhance sobriety, we here at the Atlantic Group sponsor an anniversary watch. This is an opportunity for Atlantic Group members on their 365th day to sit with their sponsor, Atlantic Group members and friends, beginning at 9 p.m. to wait and watch their first year of sobriety being ushered in. Anniversary watches take place at Gracie's Diner on 86th Street and 1st Avenue. If you wish to have a watch for your first year, please see me at the piano with your sponsor after the meeting. And this Sunday, January 13th, we have a watch for Jay. And tonight, we have a watch for Joe. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any people visiting from out of town who would like to introduce themselves? Yes. Okay. Welcome. Welcome. Anybody else? Yes, in the back. Welcome. Yes, sir. Welcome. Okay, welcome. Yes? Okay, welcome. Yes, sir. Welcome. Yes, sir. Okay, welcome. Yes, ma'am. Any other visitors? Anyone in the balcony? Okay. Welcome. Please check the literature area for more information and our newsletter. There are books for sale and pamphlets are free. As was said, this meeting is open to anyone. However, we are an anonymous fellowship and ask that what you hear and whom you see remain here. If you are speaking at another group and wish some of us to come for support, please write the information on the sheet on the bulletin board. Our main speaker tonight and the Atlantic Group chairperson for 2008 is Bob S. Woo-hoo!
My name is Bob and I'm an alcoholic. That to me is unbelievable, what I just heard. I mean, you reacted 36 commitments to corrections and treatment facilities. It's called treatment facilities, right, Felicia, right? It's unbelievable, and, you know, what do I talk about, you know, the first night of my, you know, year as the chair? And you won't have to listen to me maybe at the end of every meeting, but you won't have to listen to me until the very end of the year, and I'll warn you so you don't have to come if you don't want to. But I was thinking about what can I say? Do you know what I mean? What can I say? And it should be about service, right? I was thinking there's a picture in my photo album that is of me in the treatment center that I went to. It was called Pride Institute. I got there on March 4th, 1987. I took a plane, which was like, you know, I got the first step immediately because they put me on a plane. I mean, it seemed a little extreme. They sent me to Minneapolis. My last beer was that day, a Molson draft at a Marriott bar. No one was there to get me. And they drove me out when they came to the treatment center in an industrial park outside of Minneapolis in a town called Eden Prairie, and it was a gay treatment center. Now, this all seemed like, oh my God, like, this is pretty extreme. So when they said, you're an alcoholic, I just said, well, you must be right, because I just went through all of that to get here. You know, I'm in an industrial park in the Midwest. I mean, my God. So I guess that was the grace of God that got me there, that I realized I was an alcoholic. So I've never argued that point in my head or verbally to anyone, you know, and I consider myself very lucky because many, many people do argue that point. Anyway, this picture in my photo album is of me with this like 6'5" drag queen named Desiree. And I'm standing there with Desiree, and I realized just recently where that picture was taken. It was in the gymnasium of Pride Institute, and it was my first service commitment. I was in charge of the dance. All right? I had, what, maybe 20 days sobriety, and they said, you know, who wants to be in charge of the dance? I want to be in charge of the dance. I raised my hand right away. And what I did was, which is pretty odd, I think this is pretty odd, and you're going to, right? I made the other inmates line up and greet people as they came in the door. And there weren't many people because who would come to a, you know, I mean, you know, right. The treatment center's throwing a dance. Let's all go and have some fun. But that's not the point. We decorated and we were ready. You know what I mean? We were ready for those people. And, you know, I guess that's, you know, what we do here, you know. You know, we didn't drink that day because we were in a treatment center, but here outside in the outside world, I mean, you know, why do we do all this service? And why is all this, you know, all this stuff going on over here, and there's people watching the sidewalks, and there's smoking cops, and there's, you know, people that rush people out to get 450 people out of this church on time? And the reason is it's for the new guy. The new girl, the person that, you know, they don't know what's going on, and they think, you know, oh, I think I'll go to AA, and then they show up here, and we are in place, ready to greet them, you know. And let me tell you, you know, I remember when I came here, I came to the Atlantic Group 4 years ago, and, you know, in my head, you know, well, those people don't talk to me. Why aren't they talking to me? You know what I'll do? Because I knew AA. I was there, you know, I was 17 years sober when I got to the Atlantic Group. I stood out in that courtyard, and I started to talk to everybody, right? And I still do that. And it made me feel really comfortable in the Atlantic Group. And, you know, the people with time, like, you can ignore them because they keep coming in the door. The newcomers keep coming in the door. They will never stop, you know? And here we are, ready for them to come in. You know, and... the next service commitment I had, I got off the plane, right? And they said, you got to join AA. And I thought, there's never going to be AA in Boston. I mean, there's just, there isn't. I mean, wouldn't I know about it? I went and I saw there was a meeting on the corner of Berkeley Street and Newbury. And I went down there and, you know, I walked in and there was a staircase that went down and then down into the Church of the Covenant. And I looked in, and there seemed to be a lot of people there. And I went to the door jamb, and there were three times what I thought. It was this really large room. It was the basement of a big church. And I knew people. You know, I knew people there. Boston's small, and I was a very loud drunk. And so people were like, Bob, come in, sit down. You know, and this guy named Billy gave me my first chair. And for whatever reason, I got a sponsor that night. His name was Hebert. And there was a business meeting. And I thought to myself, what's a business meeting? And I went to the business meeting. And I signed up to do coffee. And I did coffee for a year. And I turned the spigots around. And I served you coffee like we do here. And I got to meet everybody in that group, you know, and that made me feel really comfortable. That group was called Crossroads. It's still there, Crossroads, and I felt very, very comfortable. One of the other things that I did to feel comfortable in AA is I come early to an AA meeting. I get here, I know you're going to think this is crazy, always at the Atlantic Group Tuesday night, I'm here at 5 o'clock. You know, and I've always been here at 5 o'clock. And I could probably name every 80% of this room by first name. I know you all, right? And it's because I come two hours early. Thursday night, I come at 6 o'clock. And, you know, when I walk into a room, even now, with 20 years, if it's this big, it's like, oh, my God, they're all looking at me. I look so fat. I must be the ugliest person in the room. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, when I walk into Bergdorf's, I know all the cameras are like, oh, a thief just came in the door, a thief just came in the door, a thief, you know, that's how my mind works. I'm like, oh, they're all staring because they know that I'm going to steal something. And it's ridiculous, but I guess you can't get to Bergdorf's early, but, you know, you can get here early and you can calm your head down, you know. You can meet us one at a time, you know. I did that for service. And then I moved to New York City, you know, and went to a lot of meetings, you know, a lot of meetings, right? And I learned New York City from the meetings. You know, I went to Perry Street, and I learned about the West Village. And I went to, there was a Saturday night meeting at 7th and 2nd Avenue. I learned about the East Village. And there was my home group uptown at 76th in New York, Live and Let Live. That's where I lived. The West Side, you know, and these are all, you know, different cities as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there's the East Side, there's the West Side, two separate cities, and now there's downtown. It's three cities, you know, and you can go to, I remember going to, there's that meeting down on Avenue A on the park in 7th Street. Is it called, what's it called? It's like every day at 1. Living Now, all right? Everybody's 11 years old, but they did heroin for 30 years. You know what I mean? It's like, what is this meeting? Who are these people? You know, you go to Soho. It's like, what? What is this going on here? It's a whole different, you blow your head right off your shoulders. You know, go to Fog Lifters, 55th and 5th Avenue. What? Who? What is going on here? You know, Studio, I was a member of Studio for, like, I was involved with those ladies who lunch. Like, they were inviting me to their homes for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. It was unbelievable, you know. You go over to the West Side, that, you know, the West Side is the West Side. You know what I mean? It's a whole different thing, you know. And, and I love that. You know, I got to know New York City by that. You know, similarly, you can go around the world now and go to an AA meeting. I mean, go to an AA meeting in Mykonos. I mean, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Go to an AA meeting. I spoke on my 8th anniversary in Copenhagen. You know? I mean, oh my God. Those people are so depressed in Copenhagen. I mean, they were like, you know, I only had 8 years, and they were like, oh my God, would you please speak to us? It's like, what are you talking about? Like, well, I only have 8 years. They were like, oh, Bob's going to speak from America. It was like, all right, you know, and, you know, if you're out of town, you know, and you want to meet alcoholics, you know, it is your duty, you know, to stand at that door jam and greet people. You know, I mean, no one's going to stop you. And aren't you going to meet everybody in the meeting? What a good idea, Bob, right? You know, when you can do that in town, you can do that out of town, you know, it's a great thing to do. And you really meet, you know, so many great people. It's unbelievable. You know, I heard out in the Hamptons this summer, well, the Hamptons, listen to me. I was there by the good graces of a friend, and he got rid of the shop, and I'll never go back. But this lady said the steps can be boiled down to 1, 2, and 3, give up, 4, 5, and 6, clean up, 7, 8, and 9, make up, and 10, 11, and 12, grow up. Now, the grow up is, I think, where I'm now. I really think that I'm in the grow up part. You know, that, like, I really get, like, what it means to do service and how it makes me comfortable and how, you know, this group has completely changed my life. I was, Stacy will tell you, he's my sponsor, I was suicidal when I got here. I had 17 years. People with 17 years shouldn't be suicidal, right? I was suicidal. And I know that there are other people here who, you know, had their time and everything started to tank. And everything was tanking in my life. And I went and tried to grab all these other 12-step programs, right? And if you think AA is crazy, go to those other 12-step programs and then come back and tell me about crazy, all right? You try to have a business meeting with Alcoholics and Al-Anonics in the same room, and you see what you get, right? It's really something. But I was having a really, really hard time, and I met Jeff Rossman in the sauna of the 10th Street Baths, and I It's not a gay place. It's not gay. He's not gay. Yeah, baby. And I was following him in there. Because he takes peppermint oil and puts it on the coals, which is illegal, actually, of the 10th Street Pass, but don't tell the owners. And I was doing that because I wanted my lungs cleaned out, and I knew that this guy, because he's always there, he has that stuff. And I also knew that, having talked to him before, that there was something that I was attracted to, right? That there was something in his talk, right? So I went in there, and I had been crying in the steam room by myself, of course. And how horrible my life was, and how God doesn't, God, what's, this, please. And it was just, it was just a disaster. And so I went over there, and I started telling this guy my problems with the peppermint oils. And he said to me, with, actually, at the time I had 16 years, he said, "You are suffering from untreated alcoholism." What? I have 16 years. What are you talking about? And he said, no, you are. He could tell. And I was. And serendipitously, put that in your pipe and smoke it, serendipitously, I ended up at the Atlantic Group by chance. And it was the night that Clancy spoke. And I had disliked the Atlantic Group and Clancy for years. Do you know what I mean? Years. Contempt prior to investigation, right? And I came in, and I sat in row 20, which was my row for a long time. I sat there on the aisle, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, it seemed like I liked this nonsense, the production value thing. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, my God, that's fantastic, And so I said to Jeff, well, maybe I'll be back. And I came back in 1 or 2 weeks. And then I said to him, all right, fine. I'll do it because I really can commit. But I really have always been like, I'm going to really do this Atlantic Group thing, and read the big book. I read it once by myself in a living room and I was crying my eyes out. And then I never picked it up again. I never picked it up again. And I was crying because at 8 years sober, I thought, how in 1939 could that guy know what was going on in my head? How is that possible? So anyways, I get here, Stacy became my sponsor, and everything turned around for me. And so if you're new, or if you're not new, the way to have that happen is to show up at a home group, right, and get a service commitment. It doesn't matter what the service commitment is, but if you commit to that commitment and you show up for it, I don't know what other 12-step group I heard this in, but it's the idea that you polish something in one room and then later on in a different room, it shines. That's what can happen. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're sweeping the butts outside, or you're doing name tags, or you're doing the coffee, or you're buying the sweet and low for the coffee thing, if you commit to it and do it, and then call somebody and say, I can't be there. I'm going to Mozambique. And I can't buy the sweet and low for that meeting. It will have an effect on you. And for the newcomer, one of the things that they ask here at the Atlanta Group is, you call your sponsor every day. Do you think that won't have an effect on you? It had an incredible effect on me at 17 years. It will have an effect on you. Bill W. said, trust God, clean house, and help others. Really, if you trust God, that's probably it for the trust God thing. You might go back and forth, but you trust God. Okay, we did that, right? Clean house. We have a maintenance thing, that we do. If we do something wrong, we promptly admit it. But, that's sort of maybe you do a big house cleaning and then you have to do a little bit. So that's sort of a one-time, maybe, a maintenance thing. But the thing that we have to do, from the day that we are in Alcoholics Anonymous till the day we die to stay sober is help others. And that's what we have to do it. It's It's non-negotiable as far as I'm concerned for my sobriety. You know, if I drank tonight, I will bet you, if you're right about, you know, the whole thing about your disease, you know, keeps growing even though you've stopped, right? It was a horror show in 1987. It was a horror show. You know, I was really bad off, you know? And I lived, I had an apartment, I had a job, but like what was going on in my head was just twisted, right? And I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. And I forget what my point was. Does it matter? Huh? Yeah, well, we could do that all night. Anyways, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad that I can be of service to you. And I love all of you very much. Don't drink and go to meetings.